Track 12, and here's this week's sports news. Despite the weather, sporting events are starting to pick up again. Now we're well into the new year. And starting with football, Western Football League, Buckland Athletic 2, Ivybridge Town 1. Dan Hart admitted that he has had to dig deep the last few weeks with his Buckland Athletic team enduring a four-game losing streak between November and December. The new year began with a win for them, beating Ivybridge Town 2-1. It was a really well-contested game, according to Hart, with his opposite number, Wayne Gamble, also offering up a very honest assessment. Last season in the Peninsula League, you could get away with some mistakes. In this league, you can't. You get punished and end up with 0 points, he said. Not for the first time this season, a number of South West Peninsula League Premier East fixtures fell foul of the weather on Saturday, January the 4th. Newton Abbott Spurs, Tynmouth AFC and Oakhampton Argyle all saw their games called off, whether it be through frozen pitches or the rain that eventually came down. Bobby Tracy AFC welcomed Bridport Football Club to Mill Marsh Park and they took the lead on home soil, courtesy of a number 10 from Tom Burt. But BT lost in the end 4-2. In the South Devon Football League, there were only two games lost to the weather at Buckfast Lee and Harberton Ford, but more of a concern was that both Brixham and WBB were unable to raise a team after the break. There were a few delayed Herald Cup games played that all went to form, despite some lower-ranked teams really upping their game to compete against higher opposition. Liverton United won by 4-0 at Kingsbridge. In the Premier Division, bottom club Elberton Villa caused a major upset by beating Walden Athletic 3-2. The result is the home team's first win of the season and prevents the Torquay team from opening up a gap at the top. There was a very entertaining game at East Allington United where the visitors Newton Abbott 66 scraped a 2-1 win to keep them in contention after a couple of blips. Kingstainton Athletic remain in fourth place following a 2-0 home win against B Sands Rovers. Division 1, in the only league game played in Division 1, Bovey Tracy remained on course for promotion and they continued to separate the two Plymouth teams at the top. They earned a hard-fought 2-1 victory at Whatcombe Wanderers. Moving on to rugby, the pressure is on Newton Abbott to get a result this Saturday in the South West 2 basement tussle with Truro. Rock bottom Newton have to get past Truro and then Tynmouth on the way to safety and are already 6 points behind the Cornishmen and 7 adrift of the teens. Having given Columpton a scare last time out, all whites had every reason to fancy their chances of a home victory over a side that's only won once since beating Newton in mid-October. Newton Abbott made Columpton work hard for their win at Rackahay's first time round, and the scoreline in the Stafford Park rematch hints at a similar game. It was all square on 12-all at half-time, but Columpton pulled away in the second spell to go 29-17 ahead. Newton got into double bonus point territory with a late penalty try, but ran out of time to find a winning score. Newton Abbott Spartans, meanwhile, were in action at Rackahay's, but their result was far from close, suffering a fairly one-sided defeat. Crediton's second 11 were the visitors, and they returned home with a big win under their belt, having beaten the Spartans 55-12. Tynmouth Rugby Football Club suffered the pain of a last-minute 26-19 defeat at North Petherton, left them hovering over the South West 2 relegation danger zone. There's just 1 point between Tynmouth and second from bottom Truro ahead of this Saturday's round of fixtures. Moving on to hockey, Ashmore Hockey Club members old and new gathered for their traditional New Year's celebration games. The games were a great success, commencing with Ashmore versus the Exiles, followed by the club's yearly mixed inter-club clash. Over 55 players featured this year, with the Exiles side including two of Ashmore's current international alumni. Ashmore's current crop ran out the victors, winning 5-3. And finally, the indefatigable runners are still at it. The Teambridge Trotters had 49 runners in a 617-strong field on January the 5th at the Exeter Flat and Fast First Chance 10K. The South West Road Runners sellout event took place around Exeter Riverside Valley Park, and the Trotters earned second place overall, a super achievement deserving of a big pat on the back for all. Well done to them. But that concludes the sports news for this week.